Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is a comedian Organic OK, and the show today is Comedian Organic OK. Man, it's nothing like having a duplicate of your own name. The pussy impact of the wisdom, man? Is that what that is? Or?
I think so.
The thing is, I have this guest on this particular show. This show is based around the community. And because I'm doing community programs and community service and community, you know, I got this comedian colleague that I work with. And, you know, we're coming up really close up on the month, right? October, we're getting really close to October. And so we will be doing 63 comedy shows for the month of October. What do you think about that, man? How long have we been doing this now? But since what, 2007, 2006, technically?
That's a long time. But it's time for this thing to come up, to blow up, time for things to catch on.
You know, one of the things we like to do, I said we, like it's like I got calls, but what I like to do is introduce, tell them your name. See, one of the things he like to do, he want to act like he's actually, you know, possibly, you know, in a private place with this kind of headphones and this PA system to make his voice loud. We are not set up like that at this moment. And he's talking. Everything he should do is, I've been there where he's recording comedy albums, and he's whispering. Now, he know he spent a lot of his time talking loud. But then he made a comedy album, he whispering.
I don't know what you mean by that, but I know I tend to be a little bit of a mouse. I basically have that kind of spotlight on me, and I turn into a shrinking violet. But even if I'm getting over, I can be, what's the word I'm looking for here? Outgoing. And then I don't like that term. I put the term coined income.
Is the call coming right now? Is the incoming call coming right now, or are you saying you're the incoming? Okay, incoming. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Give us some of that custom brand of your style. Come on, man.
I basically went around all over, helped by Manure. Try saying that three times fast. He wanted to go around and basically help the community. So basically, everything has gotten bad all over. It's not just in America with things society broken down, destitution. Okay, tell me, you ever seen those futuristic films which show the future? The whole world, everything's broken down. It looks like the Dark Ages. Because they said we were living like this before, and we're getting back to that point. It's been like that all over. I was going around there helping cleaning up that.
Okay, this is the thing that this guy, he's failed to realize. He talks as he's an older person trying to convince other older people that he's old. I tell him all the time, why are you trying to talk like you're trying to convince older people that you understand being old? They don't let them trick you because they're trying to convince to you that they can be young. So what are you doing? Why are you trying to convince old people that you can be old for?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure nobody else does either. Look, I show how articulate I am. I'm a wordsmith. But here, this is the thing. What we go around doing, not just basically picking up a little bit of garbage here and there. Encouraging people to do the same and making sure those without that roof and four walls, without a solid official address, have some kind of home. We're trying to fix this problem. Like everyone says, I don't have the time to fix this thing, or I got to keep working, or I'm going to basically be one of them beyond that street, and I'm probably not going to get the help I need.
See, one of the things that I like to, you know, say if somebody, this is what I'm going to talk about. When you originally made that cat film that you had, what year was that?
That was film.
Where did you film it at? Did you film it in the States or was it filmed out of States?
Yeah, dang, it was filmed in the States. It was filmed at home. It was also basic. actually basically just going around my home.
What happened to the? I remember you were talking about something that you was filming when you went overseas.
Oh yeah. I didn't just make home movies. I was trying to make a documentary on what life in the Middle East is truly, really about. I mean, I interviewed my family, but I want to show them how people live overseas. See, I think that's just a fact. In America, the one people who are not really respected, the one group that gets no respect, great American Muslim, but none at all, are the Egyptians. Jihad monkey, as terrorists, as I'm not just talking about in Hollywood either. I'm talking about one group that's not respected. People pity them, and they feel obligated to what's the word I'm looking for. Say those poor people, and see every person you've left in the media, it feels obligated to say, I am racist, man. I don't care basically what color anybody is. I don't care where they come from.
Who've been telling you that? Because a lot of people admit that they're racist and prejudiced. And at this particular time, because this is what I'm going to tell y'all. When we was coming together for the actual fundraiser and, you know, the give awareness about, you remember when we was working on the Haiti, you know? And so what happened was I went around to a couple of different states and spreading the insight on, you know, the Haiti, you know, how to connect and inform people and you know, just interviewing people and to understand how people are dealing with the opposition and how people are, you know, tending to help in the way that they see. And so I just went around talking to people, you know, and interviewing people and just to let them know. And so, you know what? One of the actual platform I was helping, it was in a city in, it's funny because he's from the same, place, but from another state. Like, he's from Pittsburgh, but I wanted to help in Pittsburgh, California. And so when I did that, it was a guy that he was in a group. And so he's performing in at that little spot in it's technically Berkeley, right? Berkeley, El Cerrito. So the spot, I told him to come. I said, "Sir, you coming to this spot? It's a family. You know, it's the place is off of San Pablo, and you know, it's a place where they welcome all ages and they have all types of events and things there." I said, "Sir, when you go up and you perform," I said, "Sir, don't get too caught up in the politics, because you gotta understand when you're trying to, you know, reach people that you're not familiar with, you gotta understand how to actually apply that, because I wasn't sure what the age group of people was gonna be there. I didn't know there was gonna be that type of people. So what they do to you? Tell the listeners what they did to you." And I had to tell them what's going on with you, why, hey, don't talk to him that way, you know. And it was, you know, I tell him, he started talking about, just tell him, he's talking about politics. That's it. Hey, man, this politics approach is not always the best, you know, introduction to the people that you're dealing with, especially if that's not going to be, you know, the main thing that you really want to be talking about from your viewpoint. You talk about politics like that's the thing that you want to talk about, and it's so many other things that you want to talk about. But people are on the politics, and then what they start talking about. He's just talking about old presidents, and ladies, the old ladies start heckling him. She wasn't old. I'm just calling her old because she reminded me of, like, you leaving bread out too long, and then it's stale. But he didn't take the approach of saying, "Oh, this stale bread, let me just cut it up to make some croutons, put it in my salad," you know. He didn't do anything like that, but he just allowed his ladies to. It was a time where people like that would heckle him, and it would be dessert because he would just trash them so bad. He didn't do that. He was really nice in a way that was weird because he was notorious for insulting people. And he just let this woman that was like an unmanaged person, you know what I mean, like, she was a person that needs to be adjusted. You know what I mean? Maybe emotionally have a chiropractor to adjust her thoughts. You know, he didn't do that, and I was like, you know, at least, you know, put yourself under this kind of scrutiny. At least do what you do best, and what you do, none of those things. Didn't insult the lady. I'm like, what is this?
You're right. You're right. You're right. I mean, one of the cardinal rules of the comedian should heckle back. Well, when you give it, you basically better be expected to get it. But also at the same time, you know, one thing that's really dangerous, one thing that's scary is when the heckler is funnier than you are. But that didn't happen at all this time. It was not funny. It was just nasty. There's this old woman saying, how could you basically say this, say this in a family play? There's a lot about that.
Oh, my goodness. This guy has changed so much. I don't know where this comedy is getting to today. He's talking about comedy. It was a time where you couldn't say anything to this guy. He would chew you off for just chewing your own thoughts. Now he's acting like he's the victim. But he's talking about things that he knows people are going to be either bored and feel comfortable with leaping out there, you know. And what is your approach moving forward as we unfold and talk about, you know, your platform? What are you planning on doing? What are you planning on doing?
What am I planning on doing? Good question.
Comedy aspects, like, because you're doing different formats. You're doing stand-up comedy. You're doing this podcast. This is the podcast platform. What is your approach like? Then you own the show. He's actually on the show. He's not even gonna talk about it. He's on the show that DJ Butterfly Feces and they personalities, as they're always colliding. They're colliding with different personalities. He made a remember the actual radio program that you did? It was DJ Butterfly Feces and you? He was interviewing you?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Can you tell them from your words? What was your experience when you recorded that? Was that an album? What was that?
It was an album. I was hosting. I was the DJ. In a weird way.
Are you DJ Buffalo Feces or are you Talk Dude? Which one is it? See,
wow.
What happened to this guy right here? He thinks he's being funny by mimicking and kind of like giving the DJ Butterfly Feces a hard time. Because if DJ Butterfly Feces hears this guy talking about him and saying he's him, he would lose his mind.
I'm talking to the thing about DJ Butterfly Feces is DJ Butterfly Feces was, I don't know, he was someone I met who basically talked about how he would travel in the entire world and talk about how to recycle. And he basically shook the hand of homeless people and thus fixed the problem.
Okay, before he got to that part, because this is a recent thing that y'all doing, right? On his platform. So yeah. Don't talk so much about his platform. Just talk about what you do on the platform, and then for those that tuned in for that show, they could actually watch and see what y'all doing. Or listen, because y'all podcast at this point in time it's just audio, and people can call in. People can go onto the actual Blog Talk Radio platform. Now, this Blog Talk platform is going to be changed because its setup is Comedy 000 41963, but it's going to be something that's going to be like, it's going to let you know in the next couple of days. It's going to change. We're going to be able to connect with the show. What's the show platform called? What's the first show is called? It's called DJ Butterfly Feces Cocooning for the Microphone. And that's on Monday, right? And then Tuesday is DJ Butterfly Feces Cocooning for the Microphone. And what is the third one that you're doing on Wednesday? Can you give us a little bit more about the one you're doing on Wednesday?
I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves is basically, it's a program where I personally talk about what it's been like to be this handicapped, to have all these afflictions, these defects, to have all this, what it's like.
You know, one of the things that I'm hearing from him is like, he always trying to, in a sense, trying to carry people's bags. And I said, come on, man. You put your bags on the bed so you can open your bags up and get comfortable so you can go out and, you know, and have a good time. But when you carry other people's bags, you don't know where this trip is taking you. So I'm saying, why do you spend so much time on telling these stories where you just locked into disabled, where people can just throw their dirty clothes like your laundry basket? You use disability like a laundry basket. You don't use it like, oh, this is dirty. This is clean clothes. I'm like, this is a clean bed.
My whole life I tried to over it, but now I'm just trying to live with it. Now I basically wear my disability like a dang banner. Like,
and it's kind of, but you're not looking at it from a position as you're growing, and your life is changing. So you're not looking at people are disabled in different ways. They're not just disabled as you see it. People are climbing the opposition ladder to see different views that are freeing these things. Well, you just use disability, people see disability in different ways. Can you elaborate more on that?
Can I elaborate more? I don't know. All right, look, let's see. I tell you what it's like through my point of view. And look, I true story, I once met somebody who had the same condition. She had that exact same whatever. You know what? No, I'm serious. Then her, you know what? I saw her constantly, her eyes going up and down, looking around, darting. She was nervously, hyper-raggedly, whatever. She was trying to hold her mouth closed because she couldn't stop talking. She was whistling, and she walked whenever she talked.
So you're telling me you had a situation where a person has something to say, and they're holding their mouth down to keep from being too talkative to you?
Too Tourette-y. I mean, she was mumbling, she was talking, she was basically bending her neck a lot, blinking, whispering. She whistled with each step. She was really trying hard to keep it all in.
Hold on a second. Is this going to be like some ingredients of food? Is this something that we're supposed to know? Like, is this a relationship food prep? I mean, like, you're talking about this in a way, like, are you looking to rub through it? Is it like a fantasy you telling us?
Fantasy. Now, I met this woman, and I was basically... Okay,
you turned on by the lady? What is going on? You're not telling the story. You're kind of like holding the story like it's some hot food is burning in your mouth.
I'm trying to get to it, but you keep interrupting.
Sir, this is a show, and we're not going to just spend the whole time on your... It's not based on you.
Okay, here it goes. I met this woman. I reached out to her. I noticed that basically everyone around her, there was conspiracy going on. At the business get-together, they were talking about kicking her out for good because they just were uncomfortable by how she ticked. I felt so horrible, basically, by what they did to her. And you know what? True story. Her condition is worse than mine. I found out why. She refuses to take any medication for it. And the thing is, I came across a guy who was basically telling me to do that very thing. Don't take any medication because if you don't, your condition... The body needs to heal itself naturally. You keep taking drugs to dope yourself up. That's a form of dependency. I BS you not.
Almost.
Yeah, I felt so bad for her. You know what? After the meeting was over, we walked out. We walked all the way to the other side of town to where I live. And I gave her, well, a tray of leftovers.
She's saying it doping her ass up like a goddamn prescription distributor. What are you doing on this program? We can't be having this kind of discussion. Why aren't you getting people illegally a subscription like other people get prescription?
No, you can drop your name. My point is it was horrible the way she was treated.
Hey, everyone, I will tell you this. Do not give people prescriptions from your medicine cabinet that are prescription that you have because you don't know what doses that people need.
No, I didn't give her any medicine. I told you, basically, there was some food that was basically kind of like leftover, you know, that we didn't eat, right from the restaurant, and I gave that to her.
So you're telling me you gave them some food?
You got it.
Okay. So you're telling me you just gave her some food to chew in her mouth. You're telling me that she was hungry? from you think, from your thoughts, that she was hungry.
A, I know she was, and B, one thing I've noticed on a full stomach, the
well,
taste aren't as bad.
When the last time you messed with her, you told me the food you gave her changed her life.
No, I gave her a pointer basically telling her, A, go back to a doctor, take some medication, and B, and this is the important part, on a full stomach, the tics won't be as bad.
And what did she say to you? Did you tell her, did you have it?
I actually had the same bug.
And was she excited by knowing you had it? Come on, man, give us a story.
She was touched to know that she wasn't alone, but this is the part that's heartbreaking. I never saw her back there again. Or at the other branch.
Or you think the food that you gave her was so heartbreaking that she was trying to tell you the problem that you have is the food? Did you eat it?
No. Okay, look. I'll tell you this much. You got to cut back on, you know, I mean, no sugar, no caffeine. Oh, and all that. Okay, you've all heard horror stories about MSG, you know, modern sodium glutamate, what the Chinese bathe their food in, and that high fructose corn syrup. That's in everything, particularly everything made for kids. That stuff is a drug. That stuff is toxic. Now, you always kind of prod themselves on kids because kids felt no need to do drugs. Kids do drugs. They have their own drugs that they're being programmed into. I'm not just talking about regular sugar. High fructose corn syrup. It's evil. Keep it away from your kids no matter how much they're screaming.
Okay, this show today have been modified to the description of this talk guy.
That's a good thing, isn't
he took over the show and just ran into somewhere that I didn't know we was running the show to. He just took the show. It's almost like you had somebody paid on the audio and you just got the phone or you got the electronic, something's going, you got an electric you would call it electric can opener going, and you got all these other things going, you open up chips. It's actually what he just did to the show. This show was inviting this guy onto the show. Just talk a couple of minutes. The show is only 30 minutes, and we want to reduce the show in the future. Based on the guests and who we're going to have, it's going to be reduced anyway.
Is it from 30 to what, 15?
Maybe. Yeah. And if I had one of those tonight, I think we really would be in place.
If you're sure, I mean, I hope you think that I helped push you in the right direction. But nothing. Okay, let's go on and talk about the community. Help those basically in the community.
Excuse me, you lost your airtime. Hi, yes, this is Comedian Organic, okay? And we are at 6:23 p.m. today. And believe it, I went through different places with this guy doing comedy in October. And I told him, you know, you got to look at the approach that you're doing to the viewers. If you come to a place and you're changing the actual conversation, you gotta understand what is the conversation that people are used to. You just to change it to change it, and people are not resonating and understanding, you know, your point of view. What are you really offering to people? When you're telling a story, you're a comedian, people are going to expect multiple things from you because they assume what they assume based on past experience of people that have Tourette's. So your Tourette's and what you're projecting onto the table, you know, and you're on the air, man, and you're taking this like, you know, and you have to be aware of that. We don't have a lot of time. We don't have 15, 20 minutes. You know, you have to get to what you're saying and get to that point, you know, and execute it so the viewers that listen to you understand what you're saying. When you say things a certain way and you say a long time, you can lose someone. All right, so today is September 11th, Friday. And, you know, what does this day mean to you? You, Joe, the show is about organic. So when we're talking about organic, this is about not necessarily, you know, this time and period. It's about how the compost and the, you know, the space that you're dealing with personally, how that's being resolved. And, you know, it's so important for you to recognize, you know, the very, you know, place where you're moving through greatness, and that is, you know, through your opposition that are, in a sense, coming to life. Would you like to say anything, any more words, because we're wrapping the show up?
Okay. Remember the fallen on September 11th. Help your community any way possible, by any means necessary. That's what the show's about, isn't it?
We're not going to allow this guy to come in and try to change the show and leave crumbs. He's leaving crumbs. See what he's doing is he's going to eat all this food and leave crumbs for me to clean up. This show is not even based on this format. When I'm going to come on his show and change the format. I'm going to change everything. I'm going to come to this show and do everything the opposite. I'm going to do this show. Yeah, absolutely. The whole thing. We talked about this. I've talked about this. When you have cross contamination and you test something with something else, what happened is you cross contaminated. This guy's a talk. He started talking about this lady with Tourette's and saw why she didn't show back up. Oh, my goodness. This is what we're ending with. This will be coming to these days. This is Comedian Organic OK. And what should I begin?
Do talk. Or talk, dude.
Right. Would you like to say any final words before we wrap the show up?
Thank you for having me on. I look forward to having you on my show.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to change the whole format. This is what we're going to do. Won't you take a time and look back into the good desires that you have that's been inspiring your thoughts? Community, he's back there talking to Rex Talk. He want to talk to Terex. Let the people know what you're saying to your Terex.
Stop it. Keep it in. Please hold back. Terex, go away. Come again. Well, never.
And what he'd be saying sometimes, it was a time where his comedy was a different type of comedy. Now he's changed his comedy style, and you understand this comedy style is like somebody that's giving you your favorite dessert and then pitted behind another counter that's might pick it up and eat it. And then you come around and try to give them dessert, and they already see someone eat the dessert. And they know what is over there is not what they want. That's what he did. He's like, everybody used what he thought was good. And then he sat there and take what people offer him that he don't like to even talk about. He spent his time talking about information that he don't really care. He don't have a sincerely passion to talk about.
I'm talking about how I help the community, how I help somebody in the community, how I reach out to somebody who's afflicted the same way as me.
And it's supposed to be comedy. This comedy... It's like he was sitting there copying himself in somewhere else and then just muted his words or what he thought and then put that up there. But you can go in the room and you can stop people's thoughts by how you project your opinion, how you put information in the air. People be like, what? This is a comedy show, man. Not supposed to be something that sounds like my disaster or something, something like they're losing themselves. We have exactly less than time, and I anticipate this is Comedian Organic OK. This show is called Comedian Organic OK. And I had on this show Comedian, see your name?
Talk Dude.
All right, this is the end of the show. And we will work on the future to not have shows like this. You know, this is not the type of shows that we work on. This will be it. This will be gone. I'm gone. Talk to you another day.